Hello, this is LK Dominguez with ReadersSelect.com and The Forgotten Bookcase. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is this Bildungsroman. These are the kinds of books where you have a coming-of-age child who starts at about maybe 13, grows up throughout the story. One of the books that I have returned to often is called Homecoming by Cynthia Voigt. And what we have is a little girl, Darcy, or not Darcy, it's actually Dicey, who is left with her brother, her two brothers and a sister at a mall. And the mother has some sort of a mental illness and has lost her job, but can't seem to cope, so she walks away and just leaves them. And it's neat to see this 13-year-old girl who doesn't want the burden of taking care of her brothers and sisters, but goes ahead with that. And the reason I like this book mainly is because of how she deals with money and buying food for the family. She'll keep saying it's still enough, and she'll figure out that she has a certain amount for certain things. They can go buy some chicken, they can buy some potatoes, and they're walking because they decide they'll continue on to their destination. And then they'll buy, stop and buy food, and she'll count her change and say, well, still enough. And yet it's not very much, but just how she deals with the fact that their children, they have to work, they have to figure out how to get to the destination where they started, headed towards when the mother left, and if they can do that or not, or if they're going to end up being separated, or if they're going to end up being in a place where they're unsafe. So it's kind of interesting to see that. Other stories like that I've read over the years, such as The Help is kind of that way. A little bit. It does more of flashbacks, though, I guess. So it's not really that coming of age idea, but Angela's Ashes is another one. That, though, I know it's a book, but I've honestly just watched the movie. But it was a very famous book, and this idea of this young child who is in the States, but then he returns to Ireland with his family, and that's just a weird idea that he's returning to Ireland when people were trying to come to the U.S. at that time. And that's another one of those Bildungsroman. It's by Frank McCourt, and just a fabulous story, coming of age book. So check out books that are coming of ages. Why they're memoirs sometimes. Angela's Ashes is a memoir. Homecoming isn't. It's a fictional story, but great ideas about children and their strength. And how is that when it comes to writing books? Should we go that direction? I highly recommend them. I'm not sure about the audience for those kinds of books. I know that you get a lot of people who want these apocalyptic books, such as Wool. But there's a lot of readers out there for these wonderful memoirs as well. But as far as making a name for yourself, yes, you need to really write one that is great, possibly could get a reward or awards. That way they will end up in magazines such as Scholastic, or promoted more by libraries so that they will be read. And remember that the apocalyptic books tend to move faster into the movie industry because that's kind of what's popular right now. So as far as books that are not forgotten, that are remembered, basically, once again, write a great book. And thanks for joining me.